Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Tommy T-Tone bringing us back. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Gerber is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of Gerber Enterprises, and also the Young Entrepreneur Council, which we were just talking about a little bit ago. Scott, thanks again for being here. By the way, Scott's the author of Never Get a Real Job. And many entrepreneurs, Scott, can relate to that because, you know, I don't know how long my mother wished I had just gone and, you know, go out and get a W-2 job when I was trying to get my own business out of the ground. And I'm sure a lot of folks are like that, aren't they?
I'm sure. You know, at the end of the day today, it still boggles my mind sometimes that some people who have such creativity and such possibility in their lives just can't make that first step. And, yep. You know, certainly not a wasted life.
It's not for everybody, though. You know, Scott, it's not for everybody.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
But I do remember somebody once told me that my mother, they were talking, my mother brought, somehow my name came up with my mother and a friend of hers, and she said, "I don't know what Jim does, but he must be good at it." Yeah, no, you know, most people don't know what entrepreneurs do. Hey, Scott, talk to us about community. Why is community so powerful?
Yeah, you know, it's such a great question. You know, since the beginning of time, you know, the idea that people need to connect is just built into us. It's innate in our spirit. And I think what has naturally occurred with the proliferation of social media is this idea that we can connect more and stronger and further than ever before, because now we can do it every second in
digitally,
every medium, in every device. But the reality is that what all of that has done is created more noise than signal.
Yeah.
And it has gone overload into this idea that because you can, then you should, and because you should, then you do, rather than you should, so you do, because of the fact that it's strong, it's important, it's valuable, it's viable, like those kinds of things that make more sense as attributes of what community should be. And so what we've really, you know, done and experienced as part of our building of YEC and now eventually other communities that we'll build as well, is explain to folks how they can build community around their own businesses and around themselves. Because the idea of being able to connect in an intimate way, in a valuable way, where there's real knowledge exchange and there's a peer-to-peer understanding between the parties, rather than you just show up at a networking event and hope for the best, is really going to be the difference maker in the age of social media, where it's just so noisy you can't get
it. So you're saying don't just hope for community. You're saying design community.
Yes, that's exactly correct. You know, from the local mom and pop shop to, you know, a large.
Well, if you think about it, Scott, you know, markets were born when we decided when the division of labor was considered. You know, I mean, when you think about it, you had one baker, you had one miller, you had one carpenter, one wheelwright, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what made markets, right? And that made community, and it all worked together.
Yep. And you know, not to make fun of my friends in the chambers of commerce around the world, but you know, I think that mentality still is the mindset of what community is should be. When I think it's far surpassed what that actually is. You know, this idea that it's, you know, just because I'm on the same street as this business owner, we should know each other. You know, I've heard that all the time, or a lot of organizations that are more geographically specific say, oh, because I'm in New York, I only need to know people in New York.
The only thing about that, Scott, I want to take you to task just a little bit on that. The chamber, the local chamber of commerce does things that far exceed just one business having a relationship with another business.
I mean, oh, absolutely. The key though is, Jim, and where I'll fight you back on that, the reason that these organizations have existed for so long is on the basis of their, you know, sort of the advocate for the business owner, which makes total sense, you
That's
know,
right.
in a political sense.
But also for the community at large. But here's my comment to you about the Chamber of Commerce and or another organization, and that is not, it's not either or, it's both and.
No, I think that at the end of the day, the way I look at it is, you know, from my perspective, if you are going to take someone's time, then that time must show an ROI of in a business or personal sense. Mm-hmm. It must. And I believe that the reason that organizations like Monk, like YAC, have come to the forefront is because previous organizations, I don't mean to shout out the chamber, but just organizations in general, that were, you know, more of the old school trade organizations and other things, did not deliver on the promise of the community component of their offering. Because they just assumed, you know, you can put a newsletter out there, you can put a Facebook forum out there. You can,
and I agree with you. I agree with you about a lot of organizations. However, one of the things that I always tell people when they say to me, "Well, what has the chamber done for me lately?" For example, I've heard that a lot over the years. I remind them. I say, "Well, what have you done for the chamber?" I mean, and you, in my opinion, you know, an organization like yours, there may be people saying, "What has the YEC done for me?" Well, if I were you, I would say, "Well, you know, it's your community. What have you done for the YEC?"
I think that's a very valuable argument. I would say that as a community manager, however, you know, the one thing that myself and my team pride ourselves on is it's not about us. And I think, again, that's another failing. And if I had to give advice to folks out there looking to start their own sort of meeting of the minds or gathering or masterminds, you know, you can't make it about you. It can't be about you. If it's about you, then you can't be about them.
And that's where you and chambers and mastermind groups, that's where they all have that absolutely in common. No question.
You know, I need a
website, Scott. give me a website.
YEC.co to check out what YEC is all about, see if you're qualified.
YEC.co.
Yep, and foundersociety.co is one of our newest communities for younger up-and-coming entrepreneurs.
All right, check that out, folks. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. Right back with Scott Gerber. I'm Jim Blasting. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.